from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Federal and local officials said Thursday they're still looking for a motive for the shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival, which left 3 dead and 16 injured. KQED's Michelle Wiley has more from Gilroy.
Local officials have been fielding questions from the community on what transpired, including a question about whether or not an Instagram account that references white nationalist literature is indeed connected to the alleged shooter. Joseph Darris is a captain in the Gilroy Police Department.
I know there's been some reference by this individual about look at this particular piece of literature, and people are making inferences or leaps from that.
While the festival location is still an active crime scene, the FBI has opened a nearby site where residents can collect their belongings. The agency says it has no definitive timeline for when its report will be released. For the California Report, I'm Michelle Wiley in Gilroy.
Now to the aftermath of another California crime. Search warrants unsealed this week provide new information about the deadly shooting at a synagogue in East San Diego County in April. One person was killed and 3 wounded after a gunman opened fire there. KPBS reporter Matt Hoffman has more.
The warrants, unsealed at the request of 5 news organizations, show investigators found a receipt for a Smith & Wesson AR-15 rifle used in the shooting. It was purchased at a San Diego gun shop, where the 19-year-old suspect paid $963 for it. California currently bans people buying rifles under the age of 21 unless they are a peace officer in the military or have a hunting license. The gun store owner has confirmed that the suspect did in fact purchase the gun with a hunting license. The suspect also bought tactical equipment, a vest, helmet, and GoPro camera on Amazon before the attack. The records reference an online post by the alleged killer filled with anti-Semitic and anti-Muslim sentiment. The Poway suspect is being prosecuted in federal and state court and could face the death penalty if convicted. He has pleaded not guilty. For the California Report, I'm Matt Hoffman in San Diego.
Support for the California Report comes from Strauss Family Creamery, producing 100% organic milk in reusable glass bottles for more than 25 years, keeping 500,000 pounds of milk containers out of landfills every year. StraussFamilyCreamery.com. Energy Upgrade California, reminding Californians to use less energy every day. Keep it golden at EnergyUpgradeCalifornia.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.
As the state's homeless crisis persists, a bill in Sacramento would require cities or counties with more than 330,000 people to establish safe parking for those living in their vehicles within the next 3 years. It's a concept that's met with some success around the state. KQED's Rachel Miro profiles one program in East Palo Alto.
On a recent Saturday night, a local Christian group called the Sovereign Band provided live entertainment for about 50 special dinner guests, all of them clients of the nonprofit Project We Hope. Associate Director Alicia Garcia explains We Hope runs several programs for East Palo Alto, including a safe parking lot.
So currently we have 16 RVs, most of them are families. Families first, seniors next, disabled, veterans, and then everybody else.
Thanks to soaring rents, the RV population on local streets alone has grown to an estimated 50 vehicles. So why is Project We Hope only hosting 16 spaces? For one thing, safe parking is not cheap. East Palo Alto is a modest city, especially compared to its phenomenally wealthy neighbor Palo Alto. But East Palo Alto is picking up the $300,000 annual tab for this pilot program.
So it's going to take local solutions, it's going to take county solutions, regional solutions, because it's a big problem.
It's unusual for a small city like East Palo Alto to commit to being part of the solution. Often residents in these cities question which RV dwellers truly qualify as neighbors.
I've lived in Menlo Park in this area since 1956.
Randolph Allen Parker is 74, and he takes great pride in his 89 Ford Econoline.
Custom. Classic. That thing has a sit-down toilet in it, 2 closets for clothes.
Pride aside, Parker says life on the streets is dangerous for him and his camper van. Project We Hope has case managers to help transition people like Parker into housing, as do most safe parking programs in California. There are lots in San Jose, Oakland, San Diego, L.A., and the granddaddy of them all, Santa Barbara, the first to set up safe parking in 2004. Other standard services include free security, restrooms, and laundry. The fancy dinners with music, that's special to We Hope.
We Hope is like a warm light in dark, stormy times.
While many cities are in the process of developing programs like this one here, all eyes are on Sacramento now to see if that proposed safe parking mandate gets to the governor's desk. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro in East Palo Alto.
And finally this week, Salinas-born John Steinbeck was a giant of American literature, with many of his novels and stories dealing with ordinary people searching for a better life and a bit of the California dream during the depths of the Great Depression. Today and tomorrow, the author's legacy is being celebrated at the 38th Annual Steinbeck Festival at the National Steinbeck Center in Salinas. Let's hear a bit from the man himself. Here's a 1952 Voice of America interview with Steinbeck, where he talks about what drove him to write his best-known novel, The Grapes of Wrath.
When I wrote The Grapes of Wrath, I was filled naturally with certain angers at people who were doing injustices to other people, or so I thought. People were starving and they had no place to go. Naturally, they went in a direction where they would not suffer from cold. They went toward California. They came in their thousands to California.
And this week's festival features talks about the author's influence on contemporary literature, walking tours, painting lessons, and there's even a Steinbeck reenactor.
California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
And that's the California Report for Friday, August 2nd. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Katie McMurrin, Rob Spate, with additional engineering from Seal Muller. The rest of the staff include Michelle Wiley, Raquel Maria Dillon, and Polly Stryker. Our managing editor is Vinnie Tong. Our executive editor is Ethan Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Have a great day and a great weekend, California.
'Cause I look through the want ads every day, but the headlines on the papers always say, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got the do-re-mi.